Hi, this is Lisa at MiracleOfDeliverance.com, and we're talking about living a life of freedom post-deliverance. Number two, you will feel changed. Sometimes it is immediate, and sometimes it may take a little bit. When one woman took her first bite of food after being delivered from depression, bulimia, and heaviness, she said as she wept, "This is the first food I have eaten that I did not feel guilty for having it in my mouth." Another woman did not want to leave her home and immediately found after deliverance that she was not anxious to go out and mingle with people or even talk to them. When God set me free of an allergy, I did not even know what was leaving when it happened, but a little while later, I noticed I was no longer allergic to fresh cut wood. Some people tell me that it's like 2 weeks before they notice they're no longer easily offended, or they no longer wish to overconsume food or other things. So, yes, there will be change. Sometimes it's immediate, sometimes it isn't. The thing is, it's usually not a problem with yourself because usually you can feel a change on the inside. Sometimes it's very dramatic, like your entire being has changed, and sometimes it's subtle. But the problem isn't with yourself noticing the change, but it can be very aggravating because no one else notices. I prayed with a woman once who was just every day she thought about murdering someone. She was angry. People were afraid to be around her. And when she got set free, she turned into this kind woman. And even people in her family was like, "I just don't know that this is going to last." And for some, it was 4 years before they said, "Oh, wow, you really have changed." Like, really? 4 years? So you're just going to have to be patient with people. And the thing is, you don't have to impress them. Your loved ones may notice right away, but they may not. They may notice that you look joyful, but don't expect people to just know you've changed. If you have been mean to people, give them time to adjust to the new you. If you've gone back and forth, like you've come in and out of drugs, you've come in and out of relationships, and now you want to say, "Yeah, but it's really real this time," you don't have to prove it. Your lifestyle, your dedication to Jesus, and your life of freedom will say it all. So just be patient. And if they hurt your feelings, just forgive them really quickly. You don't have to prove, like I said, that you've been changed. Just live it. Some people have been in so much bondage that it can be a year or more before people realize there's permanent change. So don't get stressed out. Just put your trust in the Lord. You do not have to try and talk people into the fact that God did a work. Just live it out. They really will notice. When it comes time to share your testimony, you just want to be careful about that, because especially when you're coming out into freedom, I mean, there is a real zeal, and I love the zeal with people who have been set free, but you also want to be wise in what you share with people. There's the scripture that talks about not casting your pearl before the swine, and I'm not calling people pigs, but I am saying you can have something really valuable to you and produce it to someone who doesn't give a rip, and they'll stomp all over that, mock and ridicule, and it can taint your vision of what God has given to you. So just be careful with that. I will say also that it's a temptation to, when you get set free, it's like everyone wants this. Everyone wants to be set free. That's how awesome it is. But not everyone does. Not everyone is ready. So I encourage you to take a lot of that zeal and put it into prayer and praying for people. Don't walk up to people and say you have a demon or telling them fantastic tales. Just begin to pray for them. And if they notice the change in you, you can say, "Yeah, God did this. God set me free. I no longer feel rejected. I no longer believe the lie that I'm not wanted." Whatever it is that God did in you, just make your testimony count. The scripture I want to share with you is Proverbs 3:5. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Psalm 56:11, "In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Especially if someone is accusing you, someone that probably needs to be set free themselves is saying, "You didn't change. God's not doing this." Just Psalm 56:11, put your trust in Him. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. So put your trust in Him. Allow God to change you. And I recommend you keep a journal. Take notes, because one day you may be just talking with somebody and realize, wait a minute, when they said this, this may have hurt me before, but I don't even feel a sting. So write it down. And then when you go into your prayer time, take this journal and say, God, look at the things I've noticed that you've done. I've seen people quit biting their nails, quit drinking pops, quit eating three plates of food at a buffet. Next up, I'm going to talk about the guilt from the past. Hope you'll join me.